Barry Soper, senior political correspondent with us. Hey, Barry.
Good afternoon, Heather.
All right, so Julianne Gent is going to the Privileges Committee. Now, when is this actually going to happen?
It comes as no surprise, does it at all?
Yeah.
Of course, she won't be back until not next week, the week after. So there's no time limit on it. She'll do it when the Speaker decides, I guess. This was the view of Speaker Gerry Brownlee as Parliament began today.
The conduct complained of could amount to threatening or intimidating a member acting in the discharge of their duty or threatening a member on account of their conduct in Parliament. The Speaker does not inquire into the veracity of the evidence presented or conduct an inquiry into the allegations. That's the role of the Privileges Committee. The Speaker's role in such matters is to determine whether the facts alleged could amount to a breach of privilege or a contempt of the House. Accordingly, I find that a question of privilege does arise and that question stands referred to the Privileges Committee.
Yeah, so he doesn't have any role from here on in. But it got me thinking again, what's happened to the inquiries into Darlene Tanner, who's accused of exploiting immigrants through her husband's bike shop? I got a message from Chloe Swarbrick just a short time ago. She says it's sitting in the hand of the investigating lawyer, Rachel Burt, which is, of course, where it's been for almost 2 months. And, of course, the disciplinary action against Genta that the party was looking at, well, according to Chloe, they've already taken it. She's admitted she was wrong, she apologised, and will comply with the Privileges Committee. So that's the disciplinary action.
Oh, wow. Okay, not taking this very seriously at all. Hey, so... What do we now? Okay, yesterday, you said yesterday on air that you were confused by what Mark Mitchell and the Prime Minister were saying about Waikerea Prison. We've got to the bottom of it, which is what it is what we thought, 810 extra
beds.
That's
right, yeah.
But they stuffed it up, didn't they?
Oh, most certainly they did. Not surprisingly, Chris Luxon fielded a lot of flack in Parliament over what certainly was a confusing post-Cabinet press conference about those beds being built at Waikerea Prison. He had a word to Corrections Minister Mark Mitchell as they walked away from the press conference. In Parliament today, though, he made light of it.
We had a bit of a mix-up in communication yesterday. We clarified it very quickly. And importantly, we are adding another 810 beds to Waikerea Prison.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
No problem.
Can I ask the Prime Minister as to whether the new 800 extra prison beds announced yesterday means that the old fishing policy of catch and release is over?
Well, absolutely. What is over is actually a government that has been soft on crime.
Yeah, well, the Māori Party wasn't happy to leave it there, though. Their co-leader, Rarui Waititi, went down the now familiar road that building more prison beds will unfairly impact on Māori. Have a listen.
How will the addition of 110 new prison beds impact Māori, given that Māori are 37% of the people proceeded by against police, 45% of the people convicted, and 52% of the people in prison?
We are determined in this country to make sure that we are going to lower crime. It is unacceptable. And I don't care which ethnicity you're from. If you want to commit a crime, you will actually do the time.
Hey, right on, Winston Peters.
Isn't it a fact that half of the people that claim to be Māori in prison are less than half Māori?
You can't know that.
Winston. So he can say it, no one else can. Jeez, right, honestly. Yeah. Hey, did you see what that MP for Te Tai Tokoro, the Māori Party MP, said in the House last Wednesday?
I wasn't aware of the whole thing. And I'll tell you what, I was thinking, should I play this or not? Because to me, it's just so blatantly racist. And there's been a call today from the both the major parties for political debate to cool after those comments. She was complaining about the government's plan to allow Māori children to be removed from abusive households and placed with Pākehā families. Kapa Kingi's not a fan of Aronga Tamariki and denounced the government. Here she is.
This government will not waver in its mission to exterminate Māori. It and its predecessor has only caused strife and ruin to the most vulnerable of Te Iwi Māori, our babies, our beautiful brown babies. The theory of the minister is that Oranga Tamariki's governing principles should be colourblind, which is just another word for white supremacy. Because to say we are all one people is really to say we should all be white people.
You know, honestly, those sorts of views. And the Māori Party leaderships, leadership doubled down on it. They don't disagree with what she said. Waititi said she was bang on. When you've got views like that, I mean, I would, in the old days, the Speaker would have closed that down because it's inciting racism. It's not a good thing. And it, like I said, I was thinking twice about even running it on the program. But it's there, out there in the public, and I think the public have a right to know how these elected MPs are behaving in Parliament.
Too right, Barry. It's not your job to censor it. Barry Soper, Senior Political Correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.